Good morning, dearly beloved people of God. It's Tuesday morning, the 19th of October. And we've been looking at Philippians in chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. And today, I'm looking from the New Living Translation. And it reads as this: I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Recently, Helen and I sat with other members of the church sharing a meal together. The conversation was lively, and eventually the topic of God's move in this church some years ago grabbed our attention. It awakened in me a longing to see a similar move of God in our present-day life together. As they related story after story of healings and changed lives, the longing in my spirit became more and more intense. What we were doing through these exhilarating stories was to give testimony to the fact that Jesus is the resurrected and present Lord of life. And then it was time to go home. Bill Johnson once said that the only reason why we do not experience continuous revival is between the ears of believers. How we think and what we think becomes evident in our behavior and thus our everyday experience. The relationship between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors is also known as cognitive behavioral therapy. First, let's define these terms. Thoughts are ideas, attitudes, and perceptions about things. They are creative and have energy. Basically, if you can imagine something, you can make it happen. Think about artwork, furniture, inventions, etc. All these started as an idea or a concept. Feelings are emotions such as happy, sad, mad, frustrated, surprised, anxious, etc. They can be experienced in varying degrees of intensity and usually have a physical sensation attached. For instance, people will describe anxiety as having butterflies in their stomach. If someone is angry, they may feel tightness in their chest. Feelings are something we all experience, and it is important that they be expressed. There is no such thing as a bad feeling. Feelings are needed because they serve a purpose. Behaviors are simply the actions we take. We choose how we are going to behave. Behavior can be classified as right or wrong, healthy or unhealthy, appropriate or inappropriate. Our thoughts create our feelings, and our feelings drive our behavior. Chances are, when you change your thoughts, even a little, it will impact your emotions. When that impact may simply be to reduce the intensity of the emotion. For some people, this may be enough of a change to impact the choices they make. There is a saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result each time. If we continue to live as though the resurrection is not impacting our lives, then we should not be surprised by the absence of the miraculous in our daily life. On the other hand, I believe that the desire to know the power of Jesus' resurrection will give birth to a life of continuous revival. What is the resurrection life? This is not resuscitation. Lazarus was raised from the dead only to have to die again. Jesus was raised from the dead once for all, never to die again. I love the description of the resurrection When Jesus rose from the dead, he destroyed death from the inside out. One of my favorite verses, it's been there for many, many years, but I've just seen it recently. One of my favorite verses is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. And Jesus is speaking to John and he says, I am the living one. I was dead. And behold, I'm alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. I love the way Jesus says, I was dead. And now I am alive forever and ever. No one else in the whole of history of man has ever been able to say that before or since. Jesus is alive today to continue his miraculous ministry through us, members of his body, the church. The only thing stopping Jesus from fulfilling this is the way we think, feel, and behave. The testimony in Scripture would back me up on this matter. Let's examine a couple of well-known verses. We start with, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Holy Spirit who lives in you. Romans 8 and verse 11. The promise contained therein is that we will experience and demonstrate the God life. The Greek word is Zoe. You will experience this God life flowing through our own mortal bodies. Notice the use of the past tense as Paul writes, or have you forgotten that when we were raised, when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Romans chapter 6 verses 3 and 4. Or again, Paul stresses in Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Paul certainly experienced the resurrection power in his own life. An amazing text, which has always stopped me dead in my tracks, has made me reflect on my own experience. And this is found in Acts chapter 19 and verse 11, where we read, God did powerful things through Paul, things quite out of the ordinary. Another translation says, extraordinary miracles. Why is it that we settle for something less than the resurrection life of Jesus as our default experience? I pray that we will raise the level of our personal experience to be the same as that found in Paul. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I pray that you and I will pray and experience and expect this to happen on a continual basis. May God bless you today.